Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Yes, earlier today, moments before airtime. Moments before airtime, I was informed by my wife. Oh my God, there's a bird in the house.
Oh my God.
Mrs. O'Mara was walking our Boston Terrier Winslow.
Yes.
And a stupid chickadee came flying in, and in the little sun porch area of the house, we have lots of windows.
Yes.
And of course, the chickadee is not able to fly back out the door.
Everybody's heard about the bird.
So loud. Jesus.
Sorry.
It was sad. Because there's a giant, I don't know what they call the windows that are like crescent shaped.
Bay window?
It's not a bay window as much as it's a
crescent-shaped window.
It's a cathedral window.
It's a window above another window, sort of.
Yes, window above another window. It's a big one. It's a big one,
and it's a great one.
And the bird.
Guess who got a bird in their house?
And it's a great one. Guess who went bird shopping today? We're doing a Lost in America thing. You don't know the movie, you're not going to get it. Yeah, $2. For a chickadee, a great one. So anyway, you lost the chickadee egg. So here it is.
I'm speaking very conservatively here. $2 for a chickadee.
I'm trying to get my brother-in-law to watch Lost in America, the old movie that still holds up, where they drop out of society and then she loses all their money. It's very funny. So as soon as Carla says that to me, I'm upstairs in the loft. And the upgrade, which always manages to stay a cool, comfortable 89 degrees, no matter what the weather is outside.
Yeah, isn't it like Luray Caverns? It's always one fantastic temperature.
It's the same temperature, and now consistently smells like a Winslow fart all the time. happy, going crazy, cabin fever, hey, baby. So she says this to me. I immediately go into the bathroom and grab a towel, because my method of securing a bird is to throw a towel on it. And this bird's having none of it.
Of course not.
We have a cheap little recliner cloth chair where this room is. We've jammed a TV in there in our little tiny house, and it rocks back and forth. I'm not skilled to get there. I said, can you get on that chair and throw the towel on the bird? So Carla is trying to place the towel.
Yeah.
I said, no. You're not going to be able to place.
You won't catch it.
The bird's not going to go, here, put that over my head so I can't see.
You How have big to of a towel toss. Is it? Is it like a bath towel?
It's a bath towel.
Okay, so
and
pretty big.
I said, do it. So Carla attempts. I said, no, Carla, you have to toss it. And as she tries to toss it, she loses her balance. And my wife, who is extremely physically fit, is going down. She is going down, and she's coming right towards me. And then, of course, whose fault is it? It's me, because I was being impatient. I said, I wasn't being impatient. I was trying to get you the bird. So we just leave the door open for the bird to escape. And I come up and start doing the show. Halfway through the show, she informs me the bird, you know, the idiot bird, decided that it would stop banging its little bird brain up against the window and fly out the door. It literally was going. It was horrible.
Yeah, I hate it's scary.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and the bird's going. The bird's going. I'm panicking. I flew into a door, and I just was enjoying my freedom in Maine. Oh my God! It's not bad enough I have to worry about eagles and ospreys and all these things, but I just was looking for seed. I was looking for seeds, but I can't. This man's throwing this. I can't get out. Oh my God!
And it finally flew out the door.
Mike, you have two dogs. How are they handling the fact that there's a bird in your house?
We removed them from their room. That's their room. Another room that smells great. That's where the dogs hang out. All day long for 24 hours a day, the dogs go. Two tiny little dogs that sound like this. All day long doing this. And then the bird flew out, so it's a success. I think the bird might be brain damaged, but it doesn't matter because there's not that much brain anyway.
What
about the cat?
The cat has been named. We have decided on a name for the cat. Thank you for your submissions. The leader was Buzz. I wasn't going to name the cat Buzz, but thank you for that. And Mike Elston and RJ Diaz. For some reason, the cat was named.
And, this is my cat, and his favorite flavor of ice cream is vanilla.
Vanilla cat. This cat, I really love to name things, as you know. I love nicknames. I love giving people nicknames. I racked my brain. I did the old thing I did with Winslow. I looked up famous Mainers, people from the state of Maine. Oh, man. That's a very, very unrewarding task. There aren't a lot of people up here.
Unrewarding.
I'm serious.
Well, boy or girl, we never found
it's
out.
It's a boy. Yeah. It's okay, a boy. Okay, a lot of people didn't know that. So there were a lot of female names, too. All right.
Tina would have been nice.
What's
well,
that?
Tina? Well, you could go Tino.
Oh, you could have called... Oh, you can still can. Yo-ho!
Yeah!
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is my all cat, right. Timber.
Boy.
He's a lumberjack.
Timber would be great.
Timber is a good cat name. Timber. Because when you call... Timber!
There are so few people that are famous from Maine. You know? I mean, these are names
it's
I don't
really
even know.
It's really a lame state. I've always...
You know what you see? You ask for famous Mainers, you get a lot of pictures of Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it. McDreamy, he's A-lister.
McDreamy.
This is my cat, Dempsey.
Yeah. I got Patrick Dempsey and Anna Kendrick.
Both great.
Anna Kendrick, A-lister.
But we're talking about two people.
Really, I mean, scientifically, 1/50th of all celebrities should come
King
from Maine.
Was from Maine.
The famous author is he's a known Mainer, which is great. But I mean, everybody should have an author. The three that I really discerned, most famous entertainment people from Maine,
showbiz,
Patrick Dempsey, Anna Kendrick, and Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
In the 80s, you have to admit, he had
a great year in 1986. Yeah. He really did.
Maybe I should know more about it, and I'm sorry for being so ignorant. The idea that Maine is a beautiful state. It's a gorgeous place to live.
Spectacular up here.
Wonderful.
Love it. The problem I have is why is the population fleeing Maine, and why do they have a bill in place where if you go to Maine, they'll give you... What is it? $10,000 in tax incentives?
They've
just
lost
to move
their
there?
Industry. They've lost industry up here.
What was the industry?
Not jobs up here. What's that?
What was the industry?
Well, you had paper mills. You had pine. You had paper mills and sawmills. That type of thing was a big deal in Maine. But I mean,
LL Bean.
Tourism can't sustain. LL Bean, a wonderful company up here. I'm trying to think of. It might be Vic Firth, the drumstick maker that was up here. They may still be. They make
Mike,
drumsticks
you missed
up here.
Two main celebrities that I'm surprised did not pop up on your search that are both red hot today. Linda Lavin. And John O'Hurley.
Yeah, John O'Hurley. When I saw John O'Hurley, hello, Elaine. Hello, I'm John O'Hurley. Welcome to the dog show. That's what he does now. It's really...
Mike, you're right, though. It brought up 10 celebrities, and I went down to click for more, and the only option it gives me is show less.
Yeah.
So there's nobody.
I was stunned.
Yeah, nobody.
That few people. It's basically the population, I think it is, as far as the arts and literature. You got your Stephen King.
Yeah.
You got Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I want to see about my Longfellow. Andrew Wyatt, the painter, E.B. White. You know, there's some famous people. But really, by and large. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have the name of the cat.
Yes.
And I hope you enjoy.
Does the family approve it?
Carl and I did, basically. That's what we did.
Okay, and Michael is okay with it?
I am not proud of this, this name, but the name of our baby cat that we visited with a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
Would be... Earl.
Oh, God.
Earl. Earl the cat.
No, Earl Grey T. Because the cat is completely gray. So it's...
Does everything have to be about food for you? Come on.
It's not food. It's tea. Earl Grey O'Mara.
Hey, Oscar, it's not food.
Too.
It's tea.
I hate it, too.
You didn't register anything.
I came up with it. It said Earl Grey.
No, go with Timber.
And yeah, I didn't want to go with Smokey because we had a family cat named Smokey who was also gray.
Hey,
and
man.
Gray synonyms are hard to find.
You need to clean out my litter box.
There it is, man. Yeah, so right now it's Earl. All right, it's subject to change. Please. We don't take delivery on the cat until like 4 weeks
Earl,
anyway.
Earl.
Because this cat is still on the teat.
How about Cameron? Cameron Gray.
There you go.
Cameron
the cat.
Yes.
Cameron the cat's pretty good. That's
pretty
good. Yeah,
that's
Rob.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cameron Gray.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, it's during that period of time where
I understand.
Yeah, but no one else needs to know that. But Cameron.
It's John Pop and Liddy and all that crap. So
John Pop's labor saving cart.
And I'm not going to name him after somebody that went to work at the NRA. Anyway, can't happen. Sorry. Just can't let that happen. All right. They look, your career takes you where it takes you. I'm not going to blame those guys.
Okay. I wonder who are other famous people named Gray? We have Earl. Earl Grey, of
Jennifer
course.
Jennifer Grey.
Jennifer Grey, but that's Jennifer is technically a girl's name.
Oh, you could do this, Mike. You can make a name that's for a girl, work for a guy.
How about Zane Grey?
Zane is a great
name. Yeah.
Zane the cat. Yeah.
Zane Grey.
Grey Gardens.
Zane might be there. All right. Yeah. See, I've already made more progress with you guys than I did in the car driving back from Ellsworth the other day.
That's right.
We're going to take a break.
TMOS Classic.
This is not political, but this is a current event subject that I want to mention.
Right.
I'm watching Real Sports last night, and this message goes out to Gary Bettman, commissioner of the NHL. Get on board with concussion protocol, you dick. Okay.
Is he just turning a total blind eye to it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not okay.
And these guys, it doesn't matter what sport you play. These guys are suffering the same injuries. This is a sport my kid is playing, okay?
Right.
And I don't want Mrs. O'Meara to freak out and pull him out of hockey. And when you see some of the collisions that are on the ice in the NHL, and you
there
can
there goes Butters,
up.
Yeah,
here comes Butters, right hands by Kurt Brackenberry. You can stack these collisions up with any collision in the NFL, and they are equal to, if not worse, based on head-on-head collisions. And I have to say this: I have to walk the walk, and I have never said this, but if you need to remove fighting from the NHL.
What?
No, you know. Oh, Mike.
That is
at the heart of the game.
It is not the heart of the game. The heart of the game is scoring goals. But
no, the fighting is... that is... when people. That's why you have an enforcer. You taught me that.
I know, but the fact is that it's brain injury, and it is a sport.
But they can build equipment.
Shut up. Don't do this. Don't, please. Okay. Please don't.
How about this?
I'm really being serious about this.
First off.
But they can build equipment.
Mike.
To let them absorb the blows to the head.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you not remember?
They're called helmets, right?
Do you remember at WJFK we had a helmet, and we took turns putting it on and hitting each other on the head with a hockey stick?
It still affects your... They're all wearing helmets when they get hit.
I have the solution. Right?
Here it comes. Does this involve calling Carrie?
No.
Okay.
The hockey gloves, right?
Gloves.
The gloves.
Gloves.
Yeah. As soon as the enforcers are about to fight, they give them the cartoon ones.
Oh, like Bob Hope.
That you see at any charity event. And that's how they fight.
Hey, I want to tell you.
On skates.
Look who's here. It's Sugar Ray Leonard. Isn't he wild?
And the weights on the cartoon-sized gloves. It's going to make it
even harder.
Hey,
Sam Rogers, you think you could bring me, Oscar, and Rob along for... the sports talk station?
Sam Rogers.
You can't, why? What? Oh, okay. That's
breaking
why?
News, Mike. Yeah, breaking news. A big shout out to listener Witten, whose wife was here yesterday visiting.
Oh, yes.
And saying hello.
Hi.
Yes. She said, where's Mike? I said, Mike lives in Florida right now.
It's right on. Yes. He's not down south.
Anyway, they've got to be aware of all contact sports that these young men are getting hurt and might be affected.
Why is the NHL?
Yeah, let me ask the serious
eye.
Question.
Really,
how can
it's
he do it?
It's kind of like it's what the NFL did first. It's how they played it first, and they're just behind the curve on this. And you know, they're in denial about it. But you look at the head collisions.
Who was that candy ass from the Pens that stayed out forever for
Sidney
concussions?
Crosby.
Yeah, that guy. Remember when people
save some for dad now?
People were questioning why.
No relation to Bing, I don't think.
Oh, okay,
so,
just checking.
I remember when Sidney Crosby made a big deal, and for almost a year he was out for a whole season.
Well, the thing about concussion protocol, and I learned this from watching a little of this documentary last night, is that the recovery process is almost as important as preventing these injuries if they're going to happen inevitably. Now, the fact is, there it is. I said it again. When you get a guy that has a head-on-head collision or shoulder-to-head or bangs his head against the boards, it's extremely important to take him out of the game and give him the proper amount of recovery time. That's the initial science.
And it has to be done right away, right?
It helps the situation. And I just don't want to see, based on our diversions that we like football and hockey, any of these sports, if we have the science and we have the knowledge that this is eventually going to make a 40-year-old man put a shotgun in his mouth and pull the trigger, I think we have to do everything we can as human beings. And in 2018, we got to get our humanity
back. Like the movie Concussion.
We really do. This isn't Gladiator, man.
No. Maybe, may I ask you a serious question? Because
yeah,
you are the one that has been,
and I am serious about this,
a hockey enthusiast your entire life. You understand the game. You understand the science of the game. But here's,
I probably got a concussion myself back in high school when I had my head down and I hit probably one of the biggest guys in the Connecticut Valley Conference. Guy, I remember his last name was Kennedy, and he was
entitled
huge for a high school student. He was huge, and I had my head down, and I went down, and you know how you lose your breath
sure.
if you fall and
yeah.
you hit your back?
Yeah.
I think it was maybe a concussion. I was out for a little bit, and then I woke up. And these guys, it happens multiple times during games.
You talk about, you know, maybe if we eliminate fighting, that would be a step, and it would.
Well, that's just head blows. You're getting blows to the head when you fight, like
game,
boxing.
But isn't the game based on, I mean, just the fact that you're on skates and you're on ice and you're fighting for the same little disc? You're gonna collide. You're going to
the compact disc.
Look, they've done it in the NFL. They've done it with, what did you say?
The compact disc.
It's called a puck. As in puck you, Oscar.
No. You've done it. You've
now
made every
laughing.
Effort to do it. Guys still get concussions
right.
in the NFL. Guys will still get concussions in the NHL. You just you eliminate the chances of this happening as frequently as
minimize
it's like what
yeah.
they, you minimize, you try
okay.
to look,
and also the and then you're also all
you're not
about
gonna do that if the commissioner of the NHL is denying that it ever happened.
Technology right? and science will get us there.
I hope
if you
really
look at
so.
Your modern I think Jerry Maguire was on for some reason. I thought Tom Cruise had died for a day because every Tom Cruise movie was on AMC for some
right.
reason. I was like, oh my
yeah,
god,
it's because he's got a movie coming out.
Yeah, that's all it was. Mm-hmm. Right,
right, that's
but,
when
but
you see people.
I forgot that Jerry Maguire glamorizes essentially that concussion protocol, not the protocol but the concussion, because at the end of that movie you have Cuba Gooding Jr. sitting there laying down getting knocked out
right
and then getting up and dancing
right
yeah
and
going back into the game
and going back and then getting a multi-million dollar contract
yeah
know, after, at the end of that movie.
Yeah, time moves fast.
Yeah,
and science and knowledge and all of these things change the way we look at our sports and everything else in life. And I really, really think that I was stunned that they, especially with the Big Daddy League, the NHL, the
yeah.
NFL, accepting the reality of this traumatic brain injury.
Yeah,
that
but
the NHL
look at
was
how
kinda going, we don't know, you know.
Well, they're obviously using the same playbook because it took the NFL forever to do it. They made a major motion picture that I still feel that somehow the NFL quashed because we all saw it in a theater, but then it was gone.
No,
and no one talked about
it. Look, there's still an issue. They're still working on it. At least there's a protocol in the NFL. If you watch modern day soccer, Premier League soccer, and I know this is, you know, not Los Estados Unidos, not Latin America and the rest of the world.
But I do love my soccer.
But if you watch soccer,
and they also have head injuries.
They have some of the players now wear helmets.
Because
like soft helmets.
Because the heading of the soccer ball has been known to cause
the or the goal is bumping heads.
Yeah, but it's so simple when you think about this. And look, it's great that we have diversions. It's great that we love sports. But the fact, I caught myself. But you have to realize, that's another one, that I'm gonna have a nervous break.
No, Mike, you're doing great.
You got this.
With traumatic brain injury, we don't need it in these sports to enjoy it. I think that's the point I want. And if I'm saying that, a guy that for years and years said, I like old school, I hate the people that bitch about fighting in the NHL. If I can come around on that, you can come around on that
sure.
as well. And I'd like to enjoy sports with the knowledge that these guys at the end of their career are not going to be in a situation where they're neurons are so messed up that they end up doing damage to themselves, or they just die in general. It's terrible.
And you take it one step further. You don't need that as the example being set for the youth of today, that that's what they need to do.
This comes down to one word. This comes down to empathy. This is just empathizing with our fellow human beings and enjoying their athletic prowess and enjoying the fact you can still have a real tough hit out there.
Sure.
You can still check guys off the puck. You can do so much. And I know the sport. But when I've got a four-year-old who is starting out and playing this sport, I don't want to have him in a situation that if we can avoid injuries to his brain, there's not. And then, by the way, the NFL is doing this, and Little League football is doing it. There are a lot of parents that aren't having their kids play. And by the way,
soccer now.
I don't know how the chips are going to fall with Mrs. O'Mara with this when she finds out about the fact that this particular sport can cause brain injury as well. So I just wanted to say that
The mites aren't hitting themselves. Like
no, they're not hitting. Believe me, they.
No, but I saw some.
Yeah. He's fine for a couple of years, Oscar.
Pretty wicked hits and some bad injuries of at the varsity high school football level. And
collisions.
I'm wondering if in 20 years is there going to be high school football? Because
there's always going to be gladiators.
Socioeconomic. I'm really curious.
And you have to look at these sports and
there are boys
say to
out
yourself,
there that they're killing
but they all
want to
get laid. Little guys and gladiators get laid.
Yeah, theater people got occasional sex
with themselves.
So was it good?
That involved collisions
with the set.
I'm colliding with my hand.
I think you have to. If you've got a major sports league that makes all their money on this particular sport, they have to take the lead on
financing
the technology that's going to prevent the little guys.
And the helmet companies are already getting there. They're evolving their helmets.
Is it true that the soccer helmets, that they look like real hair?
No, but they look like
they're a series of very delightful.
But they look like Mario Brother character helmets. If you ever look at them,
I know what you mean.
Like they look. It's the first time I saw it, is that guy okay? Is he riding the short bus? Like what's happening?
Can I ask you a technical question about this? Doesn't that somehow give a player an advantage for heading the ball?
Well, it's
like if there's a
mostly,
plastic helmet
mostly
on
mostly goalies wear this type of helmet.
Okay.
Because the goalies are going up and
it's goalies.
Again,
they can use their hands. Only player on the field that can use their hands.
But when the headers come in or somebody's trying to head the ball and you're going up for the ball at the same time, collisions happen all the time.
With a winger and a goalie.
Yes.
So if the goalie's got the helmet and the winger doesn't, that's a little all these sports, I just want to see the major professional leagues get on board because they've got the money to put into the research
and
that can prevent these injuries at all levels of the sport. So
tennis, for example, right?
Yes.
Let the girls' skirts be shorter. Like nonsense.
And why do we need skirts at all?
Bring cleavage back into ladies' golf.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And can Tiger Woods' pants get tighter? I need to see what he's working with.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.